This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another podcast from
Joy 94.9 presents Absolutely Everybody, sponsored by and presented by Anecto, the People Network. Absolutely Everybody, only on Joy 94.9.
We are with the High Street Bells Choir, as Tanya reminded me of, not Bell, but Bells, in fact, and the All Abilities Choir that are singing for Joy. They have a performance coming up very soon. And I wanted to ask, what benefits does singing in the choir provide? Pip, what benefits have you found?
I have been singing at the age of 8, and I'm actually 25 now. Coming on to 26 in May. I have write my own songs that comes into my life, and I get able to perform my own songs.
Oh, fantastic! So your own original work you get to perform in the choir.
Yeah,
great.
And even I have been on CNFM, and one of my songs was actually on it.
Oh, there we go.
Yes.
So a producer and presenter. Fantastic.
Yes.
Tanya, what about for you? What does the choir bring for you?
Well, it's been of great benefit to me, Zoe. At the age of 20, just turned 20, good deal many years ago.
You're a child bride. Yes.
I had two strokes.
Oh, wow.
And as a result, paralysed my diaphragm and my vocal cords, which left me inaudible.
Wow.
I was able to speak, but it was inaudible. So that's why my voice is a bit quiet today. And the singing has helped me strengthen my diaphragm. In a very, very fun way.
The fact that you, like you were saying, that you had an inaudible voice and, you know, a diaphragm which wasn't working to the best of its ability after the stroke, do you feel like the singing has actually almost been your own occupational therapy?
Speech
where
therapy,
it has strengthened those
times?
Yeah,
I had years of therapy. But
yeah, as well.
I left the... After several years of therapy, saying practice will just be the best therapy for me.
Yeah, great.
And it's just so fun. It's not like doing therapy at all.
it sounds like it's a lot more fun than therapy. Fantastic. That's great.
Joyful.
So, Callanan, over to you now. What do you get out of the choir? What does the choir provide for you?
Yeah, in my case, I never used to be able to sing proper songs, and I had these difficulties of not understanding music. So back of my mind, one of the things I would like to do was learn how to sing. So this particular choir brought me to learn singing, which and it progresses me growing with music, and importantly, it gives me a well-being, my well-being, and also understand others' disabilities, how they can challenge themselves, so I don't feel I'm the one who's struggling in life.
Mm. You're full of wisdom today. Absolutely full of wisdom today, Callan, and that aspect of a reminder that we're not all alone struggling with our own situations in life, but how important it is to have a place where we can be seen and recognised and validated for just the people that we are. Yeah, how important. So putting a choir together like this is no mean feat, Jenny Taylor. Do you know what you have started? It's an avalanche that is growing, and there must be some challenges in the organising. What are some of the unique aspects of that?
Our biggest challenge is getting ongoing funding, and picking songs, being together as a group, finding performances, etc., all the really easy bit.
Right, that's the easy bit.
And we have our team of volunteers are absolutely incredible. Within that team of volunteers, we have really experienced and skilled people. We have an occupational therapist, a psychologist, etc., who work with us in a voluntary capacity. And them, along with our administrator and our other volunteers, manage to address a lot of the practical issues, for instance, of getting all the lyrics onto an iPad for a particular member who can only read really large font writing. So there's a lot of little details like that that take a lot of time. But in actual fact, most of our time goes into trying to work out how we're going to fundraise to keep going.
Yeah.
And I personally feel that having started what we've started and being what we are, that the idea of not continuing is just not a possibility. We're actually, this is our fifth year of being together.
Yeah, fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
No mean feat to bring start something from the ground up.
Yeah, and it's really because of our volunteers that and the incredible support that they give. But we need more volunteers and we need more security of funding, I guess. Yep.
So what does the funding actually go towards for the choir? What does it cover? I mean, I imagine there's some wages in there, but there'd also be some practical bits and
pieces. There's wages. There's myself and there is our administrator, which are paid positions.
Sure.
And then additional to that is hiring the room that we use to rehearse in each week, which is the Uniting Church.
Yeah, okay.
There's all sorts of other costs too in covering the song books. We try not to get involved with transporting people, but occasionally we will do that for some event.
Yeah.
And we also provide a meal each rehearsal.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, which is provided to us by Fair Share, who are a fantastic organisation. But there's top-ups that we need to add to that.
Yeah, to make sure that all can be processed and produced.
Yeah.
So if people want to, if there are corporate partners that are out there thinking, I think this is a brilliant idea, fantastic, I'd like to be a sponsor or I'd like to give a certain amount each month or how can people actually support the choir?
So we're currently supported by the Darabin Community Grants and Bendigo Bank and also the La Trobe Women's Golf Club have assisted us last year and this coming year, but they could contact us through highstreetbellschoir.org.au, and they can also contact us by just I guess they could Google us. They can come to our performance, which is next Monday.
That's a good way to taste it.
Yeah, March 23rd, and I think that most people really don't get a sense of what an incredible thing it is until they actually come, and then it's quite amazing. Yeah, it's quite amazing.
Joy. We've been talking to some of the wonderful members of the High Street Bells Choir who have a performance that's coming up very soon, and we're going to talk a little bit about that again later on. But for the moment, we've been asking about this All Abilities Choir and, you know, how it came about and the participation of some community organisations who wanted to join up with Jenny Taylor in this vision have made it a reality. And so now I guess the question that I have is, who's behind it today? Now we've got the other Jenny Penfold in the room. Jenny, can you tell us a little bit about who's a part of making it all happen today?
No problem. We've got a choir like this doesn't happen without a large group of volunteers, not just volunteers, a large group of people behind it. Number one, I believe, is Jenny Taylor as the leader because she has everybody singing for joy. We've got an admin person who is Sally Green, and then we have a committee of management, and within that committee we've got people who apply for various grants. We've got various skill people, plus we have some of the choir members. On top of that, we've got the carers who come in. They're also a major part of our choir, and the volunteers. Without volunteers there to help with the music, the setting up of the program, the providing of food, we wouldn't have a choir.
So absolutely.
Very important.
If you don't feed people, then they won't come. We know this, don't don't we? It's the mantra across all not-for-profits.
But it is a huge group and everybody just puts in 100%. Yeah. It's wonderful.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Yeah. And why an all abilities choir? I guess that's the question, you know. I mean, aren't all choirs like all abilities?
No.
Callanan.
In my opinion, there are various different choirs exist, and when we talk about all abilities means, I can talk about specifically with our choir. Mm-hmm. Our choir have people with various disabilities. Such an example, I'm being vision impaired, and major disability there, people with the strokes and with car accidents, and acquire brain injuries, and these people have multiple disability, and they cannot fit in with any other choirs easy as this one, where this is putting all our ability together, our disability becomes all abilities, and we can understand each other's because we have similar battles, and we all give our 100%, and we can be tolerant. It is motivates, and we don't feel we are disabled. We all feel we are able. So therefore, is this particular choir, don't have people even have a gender disability with gender differences, but we provide all opportunities, being accessible to come to this choir. So this is a unique choir, and that's why it's all ability choir.
Fantastic. Mm. So I love what you said there about we all come together with a range of disabilities that makes us an all abilities choir.
Yes.
That's a lovely saying. And that aspect of coming into any group with a disability, being so conscious about any sort of difference in a group where other people may not share that same difference. Do you feel that there's sometimes in other choirs there may not be the level of patience or understanding?
Yes, I think because if they don't have some personal involvement with themselves or with their family members, or the way they're educated, their growing environment, if they don't have any sort of understanding, they will have no understanding with disabilities.
Mm.
So they don't understand people with disabilities. Sure.
Yeah. And that's so important for people to have something of their own, for all of us to have something of our own where we're not dependent on, other people to, other people's acceptance or tolerance, but to actually just have something that we share, be joyful about. Jenny Penfold, you were saying, what's the saying of the choir? What's your mission statement?
Our motto, singing for joy.
Singing for joy.
Joy.
I've been speaking to some of the best social capitalists that I've come across in recent times, and that's the High Street Bells Choir. Jenny Taylor, who founding member and choir leader, has just been talking us through some of the challenges that there are, as well as fundraising and those usual fun issues that we have with not-for-profit organisations and keeping them up and going. There is a whole heap of value in this collective organisation that's doing so much amazing, amazing work out there. They have got a performance come play shop workshop on how to sing along with the choir coming up on Monday the 23rd of March from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And if you can get down there to the Uniting Church to even get an hour in, even if you can only get in that first bit of the experience of the choir, do it. Grab yourself an hour. Maybe it's just your lunch break. But if you need a lunch break, then you could go down too and get some refreshment and some singing. Feed them and they will come. Just to finish us up, I just want to check in and see how people can get involved with the choir. Jenny Penfold, just wondering, whereabouts do you need volunteers at the moment?
We need volunteers right across the board, from people meeting and greeting when our participants arrive, to meet people as they come in out of their cabs and help them inside. We also need people helping to set up the actual choir space so that there are seats available there, because we sing up at the front of the church. And then we require people preparing food, which is not too difficult, but bit of knowledge on food handling always goes a long way. And other than that, it's serving up the food when the ravenous singers all come.
Descend.
Making cups of coffee.
And making cups of tea and coffee. Yes.
Very important. Thanks, Tanya.
But we seriously do require more volunteers, and we'd love to have some more come along.
Okay. Please. So if people would like to join the choir, on the other side of the volunteering, Jenny.
Yes.
Jenny, what do you have to have or not have to participate?
So we generally say that we want people who would perhaps not be able to participate in another general community choir. So if they are able to participate in a general community choir, they're still welcome to come to our choir and to contribute as volunteers. So that would be one of the points, and also that they can make their way to and from choir independently. So we have a number of singers. Callanham, for instance, walks to and from choir, but the majority of the singers actually come with a carer. So some people can get there independently of themselves, but we don't have the resources to assist people with that. So that's, but otherwise, come along. Anyone's welcome.
Yeah. Fantastic. And do you have to be able to hold a tune? Will you have to go through an audition?
Absolutely not. So I wouldn't have a choir. People can learn to sing. It's a little bit like the old belief that only those who could read naturally deserved to get books and be literate, which was a sort of Middle Ages belief. Yeah. It's a little bit like that, that people think you can only sing if you've got talent and can open your mouth and produce the right note, whereas in fact you can be taught to sing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's lots of people who say, oh, I can't sing. But if they come along, you'll teach them how.
We will teach them how. And one of the things that we haven't spoken about yet, but is that there's a number of the singers in the choir who have a lot of difficulty with their speech, and some people are not able to speak at all, and some people can speak with difficulty. But when you sing, a lot of those issues go away. So singing draws on a different part of the brain to speech. So people who might have a heavy stutter or even have difficulty with words at all can sometimes find they can sing.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's one of the other reasons why we do what we do, is that in itself is really exciting.
That is very exciting.
Yeah.
So if you're a stutterer and you're sitting out there thinking, I would love to sing, guess what? You might be able to sing without stuttering. That would be very exciting. Well, thank you to each and every one of you for coming in today. And I'm looking forward to getting down there and seeing the performance on Monday and sharing some joy with you. And you've been listening to the High Street Bells Choir on Joy 94.9.
Is it raining outside? Pick another podcast, joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.